Our final award for the evening is for a Palestinian community organizer from the south side of Chicago. She especially organizes with young Arab, Black, and Latino youth on the south side. She organizes from the very center where her family organized on Palestinian issues in the 70s and 80s. She's a lead member of the Rasmia Defense Committee and a lead member of USPCN National. She is currently working with her youth on their three-year campaign to end racial profiling by law enforcement. Everyone give it up for Nesreen.
Hi, everyone. I'm usually here speaking about my work around, you know, the Arab American Network or the United States Palestinian Community Network. And both of those places, I'm very honored, and I'm very, very humbled, and I'm very, very, like, I'm blushing. I'm, like, red like a tomato right now because I am just so honored to be awarded by the people I love and people who do such amazing work. But I would not be here today without the help of two women in my life. And I can't, and thank God it's International Women's Day, right? Because this gives me the opportunity to thank them. So I'm not going to make this award about me. I'm going to make it about the women who shaped my life. One of those women is the very woman we're honoring tonight, which is Rasmia Ouda. You know, I'm going to keep it short. I don't want to take too much time because we have a program to go through. But I actually met Rasmia in the year 2008 at our school, Governor State, which is actually also going through a budget crisis as well. We were both criminology majors, and we developed a friendship around that time. And then in the year 2011, another woman who shaped my life passed away that year, which was my teta, my grandma. She passed away. And I met Rasmia again, and I'm like, Rasmia, what are you doing here? My aunt grabs me, and she said, you don't call her Rasmia. You call her Auntie Rasmia. And Rasmia was like, don't worry. I'm 19. I'm younger than you. You don't have to call me Auntie Rasmia. And I looked at my aunt, I'm like, uh-huh. So, you know, my family were organizers back in the 70s and 80s around Palestine. My aunt was a student at UIC back in the day. My grandpa is one of the founders of the Arab Community Center in the early 70s. But as you all know, and especially the Palestinians in the room all know, there was a hiatus after Oslo. Palestinian organizing went down, and so did my family. My family stepped back because they were so heartbroken about the events of Oslo. But during my college years, while I was with Rasmia, I organized around the abolishment of the death penalty in the state of Illinois, which passed. And I worked on the south side of Chicago with the working poor. But I really wanted to work with my community and organize in my community. And if it wasn't for Rasmia, I wouldn't be standing here today and call myself an organizer. I owe her everything, and I love you. I, as an organizer, when I first started, I was terrified to work with the Palestinian community, even though I was passionate. I am I'm a Palestinian American, and my Arabic is horrible when I first started. And it was Rasmia who told me Palestinians in the diaspora play a crucial part in liberating the Palestinian people as well. So that gave me inspiration. And Rasmia doesn't only inspire all young women in our community. She helps all of us connect. And she helped me build relationships with people that I will forever cherish in my life. We all know Rasmia is the strong, defiant, independent woman. But I also know the side of Rasmia that is sweet and kind and very optimistic. One of the many things that I admire about Rasmia is that she raises the voice of the voiceless. So when she walks into her AWC, she encounters women who are from war-torn countries like Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Palestine. She gives them voices. I consider her like my second mother. And even though hardship, she still managed to find time to mentor me. She could have made this all about her, but in her hardship, she still managed time to mentor me, and I really, really appreciate that. And it's an honor being part of the Rasmia Defense Committee because Rasmia is a part of my life, and I don't know how I could ever step away back from that. There's another woman I'd like to thank, and again, I'm using this opportunity. I know I could speak about my work, but this is, I think, the only opportunity where I get to thank these women. One of them, she's not here because it's my mother. My mother's not an organizer, but I have to say how she shaped me and what I was doing. My mother showed me the meaning of womanhood. My mother was a single mother, working two jobs and going to school and raising four of us. My mother showed me through her defiance that a woman could win battles before her. I'm weak, I know. but I have to say it. Even though my mom couldn't give us everything and we struggled financially, she taught me life wasn't about money and capital. And that really shaped my social way of thinking. Again, my mother was not an organizer, but the values she instilled in me brought the work ethic and morals it takes to be an organizer. So today, I dedicate my award, and I'm sorry, I don't cry, and then, well, I do cry in private, but not in front of people, because I like to show that I'm strong, just like Rasmiya. But, oh, thank you, I'm mushy. Sorry, guys. So today, I dedicate this award to all the single mothers, like my mother, who had to work two minimum wage jobs and go to school. And I dedicate this award to the organizers like Rasmiya who work day and night to fight for our community. I dedicate this award to the teachers who make things happen for their kids under these crazy circumstances. I dedicate this award to the trans women who were killed and their voices are not heard. And I definitely dedicate this award to the mothers who are fighting day and night to bring justice for their children who are lost to state violence and police repression like Dorothy Holmes. Thank you.